Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Happy Halloween, everyone. Settling in for a night of
candies.
Handing out some candy and whatnot. Crisello and Tony Gwynn Jr. and Scraby here. We've got a little Chris versus the fans, 833-288-0973. Chance to win a trip to Las Vegas, qualify for the grand prize. Trip for two to see Mr. Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas. Get two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Sorry, you don't get to stay there. You have to go across the street to the Flamingo, two nights there. But you get a $100 gas card so you can drive back and forth. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace April 17th and 18th. You'll be going to the show on the 17th. See Ticketmaster.com if you want tickets. And let's go. We got a lot of injuries in the NFL that we need to let you in on for your fantasy lineup. A lot of guys are out this week that I wasn't aware of, but we'll do that in a little bit. Because we got
if you had this, one shot, this now, one yeah. opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you will get that question for free today. That was a good play, guys.
Gravy, who's our first contestant?
Our first contestant for today will be Jacob.
Jacob, happy Friday. Come on down.
What's going on, guys?
Not too much.
Nothing much, Jacob. Here we go. First question.
This will be a first-time player today.
First-time player!
Yes.
On to question number two. Who is the most decorated U.S. women's Olympic gymnast?
Gymnast.
Bone
Bile? Hey, maybe.
Yeah, nice job.
Knock it down.
Good to know you know your gymnast, Jacob. Well done.
There we go. What you got, Greg?
Never heard that statement before. Good to know your gymnast.
No, he knows him.
I think, don't quote me on this, she has like 28 medals.
That sounds like a lot.
Okay, never mind.
That.
Don't quote me. Okay, let's go. I shouldn't have said it.
That's why he said don't quote him, because he knew it might be misinformation.
Let me see before we move on real quick.
Looks like 11 Olympic medals.
Okay. Oh, she's
you only missed it by, what, 17?
She has 30 world medals.
Sorry, she's 28 years old.
Oh, goodness.
That's very typical of you, Scrape.
Yeah. I don't know why I did that.
All right, here we go. Question number 3.
For the win.
Before James Franklin was fired, before James Franklin was hired at Penn State, which SEC school was he a head coach for 3 seasons? I could have said it the other way, too. It would have made sense.
Yeah.
What you got?
Vanderbilt?
He went Vandy.
Wow!
He got it! Jacob! And he was so successful at Vanderbilt, I don't ever remember even winning a game.
Jacob,
he was there.
Stay right there.
Good Vanderbilt.
With all due respect, put him on hold.
Thank you.
How come you're not calling cheating on him? He hemmed and hawed. You call cheating on everybody.
Because it was done in quick enough. He couldn't have Googled that in time.
Okay.
It took me a second to look that up.
To be fair, I think his first instinct was to do it because I looked at him and he had to look.
I did. Because he was quiet, but that would be a... Let me Google real quick and see what pops up when I say.
Oh, man. Goodness. I'm sorry, Jacob. I didn't mean to do this to you.
Jacob, it's Chris's fault.
It's my fault.
He's put your victory in the question.
Doubt on you.
See, this is what he would have to do. James Franklin, head coach, job.
Yeah,
he got there too quick.
Jacob, you're a winner and a good winner in your first trip to the. To the game.
Chris didn't think he was a good winner because Chris thought he cheated.
No, I'm wondering why you are so quick to call out everyone else.
Because there are certain tells to someone who Googles.
Get out of here. He didn't give you that tell.
How do you know the tells unless you're a cheater yourself?
Because that's not something you can Google on the phone in 20 seconds.
Apparently not.
You could Google, like, who won the Super Bowl and blah, blah, blah. You could Google that real quick.
Scraby's calling good winner. Good winner. Good
Rod win. Said that has to be the fastest game on record. I think it is.
We still got about 5 minutes.
Chris, you could talk about your guy, Chris Greer.
I'm done talking about him. But one thing we didn't mention is that they did announce officially that Mike McDaniel is not going anywhere till the end of the season.
He will at least,
which has got to make all Dolphin fans feel warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, I'm sure they got the opposite feeling of warm and fuzzy. Some NBA developments not having to do with gambling. Yeah. Referees will be wearing headsets.
This is an interesting one.
During games beginning
but
Saturday.
But not like an announcer's headset. That would look kind of silly running around.
No, they didn't. The league made that announcement today, rolling out a two-phase plan to implement the devices. The first phase, which is expected to continue into January, will see referees having the earpiece clipped onto their uniforms, then using it only during instant replay reviews and other stoppages, but not actually during live
play. I think that this should have a guy in New York going, that's a travel.
I mean, Jerry Crawford is no longer an NBA official. Joey Crawford.
But Jerry was the
MLB
umpire,
right. Joey is no longer an NBA official, but he would be one that you wanted mic'd up. He always had some side commentary to go along.
He was funny.
With his calls.
He was funny, and he had a short fuse.
He did.
He had a little of both.
It got shorter over time.
He was entertaining on both sides.
I think he's
So what is this all for?
I think this is for it's just more clarity, right? You know, they usually come over to the board and they
look at the camera, they announce the play or whatever. At least they do it, which baseball still hasn't got the clue, you know, to figure it out.
No,
the baseball umpires should just always announce what's happening, but they hardly ever do.
No, it says in the second phase, which is pending evaluation of the first phase, referees will wear an earpiece throughout the game, including during live play, and be able to communicate directly with the replay center and each other at all times. So they can talk to each other on the court. If phase one goes well, they will eventually have earpieces in live play. Now, we may not be able to hear them.
Yeah, but is some guy going to be talking to you while you're running up and down the floor? That it's hard enough to ref a game.
I think he's going to be they're going to be talking to each other. The referees will
talk to the other ref?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. I don't like any of the guys I work with enough to want to talk to them during the.
Hey, make sure you cover what
well,
you know.
I know, but would I be able to say? I wouldn't have called that.
You better make sure your mic is off.
I think that sometimes I'm like, oh no, why'd you call that? Well, now we're in trouble.
Since you are our resident official, yeah. Does that kind of communication happen during a game? Do you tell your partner you didn't like his call?
No, I don't do that.
I mean, in terms of the kind of...
Well, I think you come together during breaks, especially in a close game, fourth quarter, you'll say, hey, make sure we got this covered. You got the clock. I got this.
Like during a foul call, like after, you know, as kind
yeah,
of... No, not really?
Not too much. No, I mean, you make some eye contact. We make a lot of eye contact, but I think we tell each other what we're trying to, you know, convey with the eye contact.
Gotcha.
You know, fourth quarter, a tight game, you get a lot of, you know, timeout, you go over everything. But anyway, well, I'm sure it'll help the NBA in the long run to have more communication. And again, baseball umpires need this. Please tell the fans what you're calling.
I don't know that the baseball umpire, we need it.
Right. Like, I'm not doing this just for Jesse. Right. I'm doing it for me too.
Those who are keeping score, I mean, there's so many different reasons to
help us
to be able to announce those type of things. So,
Scrape, you want the latest on your quarterback situation?
I keep hearing Kyle Shanahan say, I'm not sure.
Your guy Purdy is closer, but Mac Jones will start the game. Shannon says it means he's got a chance to be available, which is basically a coach's way of saying, I ain't telling you anything.
Right. He might play.
He might not play. Have a chance to be available. Okay.
Since I go crazy on all the other athletes, Brock Purdy's year has been a disaster. He's making number one quarterback money and he's not playing.
Can it be a disaster?
It is a disaster.
He hasn't even played but one game.
He's played two games.
Sorry.
What are they doing
those two games?
He won the first one and I think he lost the second one. So
I'll say this for Scraby. You would have lost a lot of money betting that Tua would outplay Brock Purdy this year.
I would have.
By a wide margin.
I would have. Brock Purdy has always been a guy who plays through injury, and I understand a turf toe is not an easy thing.
So you're saying that he got the money and now he doesn't want to play through
injury? I'm not saying that.
It sounds like you're kind of moving towards it.
The optics don't look great in my eyes.
Oh, get out.
But if I'm going to criticize Zion for sitting and making all the money he does,
he's not sitting right now. I just want to point that out.
He's not.
Healthy.
And you haven't heard me criticize him.
That's true. I haven't.
So,
other players that are questionable that you might be interested in, Kyler Murray Monday night, questionable. Joe Flacco, questionable. Maybe that gives another shot to that other guy for Cincinnati, which isn't great news. Was it Browning?
I love that. You're so bad, we went and traded for Joe Flacco. Yeah, now he's hurt, and now you're our quarterback.
Can you help
again.
Lead us to a victory?
McManus
is the kicker for Green Bay, but you might want to keep an eye. He's questionable. Out are Ramondre Stevenson, New England running back, Mims, receiver, Denver, DeAndre Swift, Bears running back, Pearsall, your guy, wide receiver, Pacheco, KC, Terry McLaurin, who came back, is now back out.
Talk about another guy who got the money and hasn't done anything.
Okay. And then the last one, which I didn't know, Travis Hunter.
Yes.
Where did he get hurt? During the bye week?
No, practice. During practice.
During practice. He
says his ACL is intact.
He's on the IR, though.
Good.
He's on the IR. So, Jacksonville fans.
That's a tough one.
Sorry about that.
They were just about to break him out, too.
And you know what? I can hear everybody. Well, I knew he wouldn't make it through the year healthy, trying to play both
ways.
That.
You know that's going to be
practice.
That's going to be the header take. Right?
But did you hear he got hurt in practice playing defense?
I don't know.
I mean, he's a two-way player. It's kind of can happen.
But now he can't play defense.
Or offense.
Can't hurt in practice.
We'll check some traffic here, and we got another interview. Oh, Aztec basketball.
Yeah, buddy.
Our favorite subject on this show. J.D. Luster getting us ready for another season of Aztec Hoops next on Gwen and Chris.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's spooky.
Thank you, Tony.
4:19 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. It's an Aztec Friday. Indeed. J.D. Luster joins us. Assistant coach for the Aztecs men's basketball. J.D., how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We are well. J.D., you guys have had a couple scrimmages. You had the open one against UCLA. You had the most recent one, which I don't believe was open to the public, but sounds like it went pretty well. What do you guys take away from those two scrimmages as you head into your regular season matchup on Tuesday?
I think both teams, USD and UCLA, they pose different challenges. And I think they showed us some areas where we need to improve on. So I think it's more like a practice test, so to speak. So now we've had our practice test, and now we're gearing up for the real test. And I think the one thing that we've seen, and I think our fans and everybody was able to see, is that we do have a lot of talent this year. And I think the challenge is going to be everybody playing together, meshing together, and everybody coming together as one for one common goal, and that's try to get to another Final Four.
J.D., I asked Coach Velasquez this when we had him on last week, but where do you rate last year as far as in this program's trajectory? To me, it was another really good season. However, you didn't get out of the first round in the conference tournament, which normally we do. And then there was a disappointing performance, I'm sure, for you guys in that North Carolina game. So how do you couch last year going into this year and moving forward with it?
I think the beauty of San Diego State is that we've had a lot of success, and with a lot of success, there come a high standard. And I think our standard is very high here, and it's something that we embrace as a staff, it's something we embrace as a program. We tell guys when they come here, the expectation is to win. We believe we're going to win every single time we run out onto the court. And that's who we are. That's the makeup of this program since Coach Fisher has been here. So to answer your question, you know, last year I thought was a good year, but does it meet our standard? I would say no. But with that being said, we had the youngest team in the country that made it to the NCAA tournament. There was nobody that made the NCAA tournament as a team that were younger than us as a whole. And this year, we are blessed to have 62% of that team back. So that's why there's an expectation. That's why we're embracing that expectation.
J.D. Luster joins us here, assistant men's basketball coach for the Aztecs. And J.D., I mean, you kind of hit on it a little bit, right? I mean, you guys have got some veterans returning. Miles Bird, Reese Dixon Waters, Magoon Kwaf, Farrell Compton. These guys all, you know, log pretty big minutes. But these guys are also extremely talented. I mean, Miles had a chance to possibly go to the NBA. He elected not to. Magoon Kwaf had a chance to, I'm sure, transfer anywhere he wanted to. He elected not to. Does that make it easier to kind of come together as a team when you've got guys who could have gone on and done bigger and better things, chose to stay here instead?
Absolutely. And I think those guys that chose to stay here, I want to give a shout out to their family and the people in their circle. It's a testament to, like, we recruit good people. We recruit good families. And the one thing I say is that your family in real life, the people that you were born to, your mom, your dad, you can't choose them. Like, whoever your mom is, that's your mom. But in this basketball world, we can choose who's our family.
Right.
And I think Coach Dutcher does a great job of choosing the right individuals who come from big-time families who are about the right things. You know, they didn't come to San Diego State for money. They came to San Diego State because they want to be held accountable, because it's a great culture. They want to win games. So it's all about those things, and that's why they choose to stay, because it was never about the wrong things to begin with. But because we got all those guys coming back, I think it helps with the learning curve.
Yeah.
You know, USD, they had one guy returning to their team when we just played them. And a lot of places around the country, that's the case. Our first game against Long Beach State, they got one returning player. And you look at us, you know, we have 6 to 8 returning players. So I think early on, we're probably going to hit our stride a lot earlier than a lot of people. Because a lot of people, they're still learning about each other. They're still learning about their team. They haven't been through adverse situations with the group yet.
Yeah.
And with us, we've been through those trials with this team. You know, they know what we expect defensively. So the few transfers that we bring in, there's guys here to help establish that culture and show them what we do and how we do things here. So I do think that we do have an advantage from that standpoint, because we do have some camaraderie and some cohesiveness that's coming back.
J.D. Luster is our guest, and, you know, you left one thing out there, J.D. You talked about how Coach Dutcher recruits the right kind of kids and the right kind of families. I think he also surrounds himself with the right kind of coaches. And that's a compliment to yourself and Coach Velasquez and everyone, because these kids, the assistant coaches are the ones that spend most of the time with the players, right? We know this, having played and been through it all. They got to like you guys to want to come back.
Right.
And I just, absolutely, you know, I think there's, you know, you deserve a lot of credit and everybody in the program for, you know, the Gwaths and these decisions to stay at San Diego State. So let's get that out there. Let me ask you about Reese Dixon Waters now. As a former guard and a scorer yourself, where's he at? I mean, 2 years ago he was, you know, knocking jumpers in. Last year he never, you know, couldn't get playing. Where's he at in your mind, and how soon does he get to full speed?
Well, both exhibition games, he's been our leading scorer. And for me, I think the year off for Reese last year, being able to sit back and watch from that vantage point from the sideline, I think you learn a lot. And you learn a lot what to do and what not to do. And I think over the course of these two exhibition games, what I would say watching Reese is the game has slowed down for him a little bit.
Yeah.
And you can see that, and it's neat to see. Like, he's never in a rush. He knows when it's time to score, when it's time to get off the ball. He's picking his spots a lot better. He's a lot more mature. He was a guy 2 years ago where he was kind of shy. He didn't really talk a lot, and now he's more of a leader. He's more talking. You know, he's really growing into himself as a player.
JD, LZ Harrington, it's a name we're hearing quite a bit about as a freshman coming in. And oftentimes there's a learning curve for a freshman, especially a guard. How do you see him kind of fitting in what is likely to be a very, very deep rotation for the Aztecs?
Yeah, LZ is special, man. He's 6'5", he's a point guard. He's played at a high level throughout high school, whether it's with his high school team, St. John Bosco, or with his AU program. So he's a guy who's like, he's been through the fire. He's not your typical freshman. And I would say from a maturity standpoint, him and Tay Simmons are very mature. I think they're able to come in right away and help us from a mature standpoint. The way they approach practice every day, the way they approach treatment, like you don't really find freshmen that mature off the court. And he reminds me of Miles Bird a little bit as a freshman. Like as a freshman, when we got Miles Bird, I used to always tell anybody who would listen, like Miles Bird, like the talent, he has a chance to play in the NBA someday. And I think LZ, he has that kind of talent. Mm. And whether he puts it all together and how fast that happens, is up to him. But I do think he has that kind of potential.
Well, we are really excited about this season. I want to leave you with one fun, more of a fun question. Tony sat behind the bench, right? When you go to some games. Okay. And we've all been down there. Coach Dutch learned from Coach Fisher in the regard that they both go crazy out there. Absolutely crazy on every call, every missed call, out of bounds. They're hilarious to me watching. Whose job is it on behind, sitting behind to keep Coach Dutch focused and out of too much trouble back out there?
Okay, that's what I will say. I would say Dave is the first line of defense. And I would say the second line of defense, or the secondary, is Matt Soria. Matt is like, I tell anybody that will listen, like Matt does so much behind the scenes.
Yeah, he does.
And Matt wears so many different hats from dealing with equipment to travel to administration duties to our psychologist at times. He, like, Matt does everything, and he's always like, Matt is always coming from a pure, sober place where he thinks before he does anything. So, like, usually if Matt is telling you, like, you need to calm down, you need to calm down. You know what I mean? So, we all listen to Matt from that standpoint.
Without telling us too much, does Dutcher ever like yell and scream some stuff that you guys privately behind his back just kind of start laughing at a little bit?
You know, absolutely. But for Dutcher, when he gets overboard and we really want to get him in trouble, we just tell Jan. Jan Dutcher is like that. We tell Jan he's in trouble.
There we go.
So whenever Jan is around, I'm like, Jan, he was cussing today.
It sounds like Coach Dutch is like the rest of us married men.
He was cussing today.
Absolutely.
JD.
And the staff and our players know it. When you want to get Dutch in trouble, you go to Jan.
There we go. Yeah,
that sounds about right.
That's where they all go. Right.
JD, as always, man, appreciate
Thanks,
you coming
Great
on spending
stuff.
Some time with us.
Good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Go Aztecs.
Go Aztecs. J.D. Lester.
That was funny.
Aztecs assistant.
Yeah.
Men's basketball coach.
Jan. Man. Coach Dutch was swearing today.
I like what he's saying. She goes, Brian.
Just a reminder, all guests on the 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their futures when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Let's get to break. Big Five coming up next. Gravy, you ready?
I am ready.
He was scrambling to get some extra questions in here before we got started.
Yeah, the Padres are in for another starter. We talked about that earlier with Zach Gallen, but there's another one that they're being linked to. Also, there are two players that are going to be receiving rings no matter what happens in the World Series. And I want to talk about that.
Did not know. That'll be interesting.
It's an obscure rule that gets one of them for sure.
Yeah.
All right. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Got the visions of the young child's head spinning around yet?
Yes.
Welcome back. 4:37 is the time. Happy Halloween. Scraby at the controls there. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. About a half an hour away from Game 6 of the World Series. By the way, I've said this before and I'll say it again. The history of the World Series has seen many more classic Game 6s than Game 7s for some reason. Yes.
I think we've gone over this before.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, but I mean, you go back to the Carlton Fisk home run in that 75 was Game 6. David Freese's magic for the Cardinals was Game 6. There's been a lot of them. Bill Buckner missing the ball in the Mets, that was Game 6. Anyway, we'll see what happens tonight as the Blue Jays try to take out the Dodgers. Thanks to J.D. Lester. That was funny. Appreciate him joining.
I like that JD kept it 100 with us when you asked him the question about Dutch and
yeah.
Would he get? Well, I know one thing. I sat behind their bench. Maybe it was last year. Maybe it was the year before. I think it was the year before. And I don't even think Dutch said anything. It was all. I think this was. It must have been a defensive timeout.
Those the assistants were saying
because it was.
No, but Coach, how like during
Coach
the
Velasquez
game,
was. Was in somebody's.
Oh, he was the one, but during the game.
Grill.
But Dutch is up and down at the referee.
Yeah, he handles the referee in game. But when they come to timeouts,
right?
A lot of times this is assistants
take
over down there going to work.
This hour is brought to you by Toyota Poway. I'm already behind, so you know what? Since I'm losing 2-0,
no, you have to.
I really don't care if I lose 3-0.
Fold the 10 in now.
Yeah, I don't care if I lose 3-0.
No, that's a bad team.
Now I'm messing up your whole game now, Scraby.
No, that's a bad team member.
I've already lost, so what difference does it make?
I will read it then on the other side.
No, this hour brought to you by Toyota Poway, voted San Diego's number one.
I'm done. I don't play anymore.
I'm taking my ball and going home. San Diego's number one Toyota dealer, USA Today. Toyota of Poway. Low APRs as low as 0%. And tons of new Toyotas on the ground. No tricks, only treats during the Trucktober sales event. Happening now, only at Toyota of Poway. Online, toyotaofpoway.com. In the heart of San Diego. How many years, Scraby, has it been that it's very, you know, common and acceptable to give a URL or a website address?
How acceptable is it?
No, I mean, how long? Has it been 15 years since you had to have a website?
Oh, like 20, address? 25.
20. When did the WWW fall off?
You know what I'm saying?
Off?
Yeah, because remember the WWW was there for a while. I remember reading those.
Still type in WWW.
I remember reading WWW.
It was removed out of the lexicon.
Yeah. I remember reading it many times.
Probably when we got tired of saying WWW.
It does.
Which stands for, do you know?
World Wide Web.
All right. 15. Come on. I'm going to say 15 years ago.
I'm
What's URL stand for?
I think
for?
That's probably about right. 2010?
Oh, gosh. I know this. The L stands for link, I believe.
Well, it's pretty funny that you were pretty cocky about the WWW thing, but now
World
all of a
Wide
sudden.
Web. Duh.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
You don't even know what URL means.
I had
know
to look
you
it
just
up.
I know you're just
Uniform Resource Locator.
Yeah, well, link
there
wasn't
was
even
no
in
way
there.
Anybody knew that.
What you just said link. Link was a part of the L.
Well, L link.
I don't think anybody knew that one. All right, let's go to a traffic and then the Big Five is up.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I found a little description on Reddit about the WWW. Don't know when exactly we had to stop doing it, but it says servers were traditionally named according to the services they provide. So a worldwide web server had WWW, a file transfer protocol server had FTP. Basically, now they're able to sort through what you're trying to accomplish.
So you don't have to do it anymore.
So you don't have to do it.
Ah, very good.
Yes.
Number five.
With that being said, we will move on to number five, which is, there we go. The San Diego Padres are in the market for a starting pitcher this offseason. We talked about Zach Gallen a little bit earlier and are, you know, they need a lefty to get into their rotation, a starting lefty, a good starting lefty.
Padres need that, you say.
That's what Jim Bowden said.
Oh, Jim Bowden says that.
Yeah, well, he knows.
He believes Jim Bowden.
Yeah, if you just listen to him. World Series, next stop.
One of the best dressed over 60 men.
Jim Bowden.
On the planet.
Interesting.
I don't know, Tony. Does he do his radio show with a tie on?
And I'm being facetious. I mean, he's got some eclectic taste.
Okay.
Oh, he's...
He's a Gucci velour sweatsuit type of guy.
Oh, you know, interesting. Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Eclectic.
Yeah, I did not expect for a Gucci velour sweatsuit type of thing. Well, he says
I'm not
that,
making that up either, too, by the way.
I'm going to have to go look up pictures, actually. He says that the Padres need to go after the best starting pitcher on the market, which is Houston Astros Framber Valdez.
Ooh. Mm.
Said Framber would be a great addition to this team. Padres should make it happen. Chris, if you had to choose between, we talked about Zach Gallen earlier, if you had to choose, are you going Framber or Zach Gallen? And we have to take into account...
No, we don't.
...that Framber is going to make more money than Zach Gallen is.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think I was going to say?
Don't know.
Here's what I'm going to say. Because you want a definitive answer.
Yeah, that's the... Yeah.
So I want
two choices. Framber?
Got it. I want Zach Gallen.
Okay.
But can I say why? Because I think Framber Valdez is a hothead who threw a ball and hit his catcher in the head on purpose, and it worries me.
When Tony and I talked about this before the show, I said that. I said that.
I don't know. But I go Zach. I do like Zach Gallen. I do.
All right, Tony, Framber or Zach Gallen?
I'm not taking that into account at all. Framber Valdez.
You're not taking the throwing at his catcher?
Yeah. No. Yeah, Framber.
I'm looking out for you if you're out there, Freddie, for me.
just don't anger Framber.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know if Framber wants smoke with Freddie for me. And Freddie is not a small dude. He is.
No, you're right.
He is. Like he put his paws on you. There ain't going to be very much moving around at that point. So.
He does seem like he would
choose
really
wisely,
Framber.
I would say that.
Yes, but Framber Valdez coming here, that would be pretty nice. Pretty nice.
Number one thing, every day he pitched. Got a chance to get out in under like two.
Yeah, definitely.
there's
ground ball after ground ball after ground ball.
Got a chance to get out in two of them. 2 hours, boy.
Where do you have to go, really?
Home?
Yeah, okay, but you get there eventually anyway. Yeah.
When you're doing 150 of them, you know what I'm saying?
When this dude was doing pre and post game, he went home during the game.
Right. I was already at home when I did that.
It was number four. I don't remember where I saw this, but this was a basketball person predicting something. So I'm just going to say it. It was a legit basketball person.
We don't know because you don't remember where you got it from.
It was someone on ESPN. At the end of the season, I think Austin Reeves' numbers will be better than LeBron James' numbers, was the quote. Tony, agree or disagree?
It's not an outlandish thought. But I'm still going to say that Kang is going to end up with a little bit better numbers. But I can see, I won't be surprised if Austin ends up with better numbers than LeBron. He's playing into a free agent contract. He is trying to maximize dollars.
The Hillbilly Mamba.
Reeves, yes, yeah, I mean, okay. I guess LeBron is too, technically. This is the last year of his deal,
but he can get whatever he wants.
He's 41 after this year. So, yeah, I can see that, but... You know what? No, I'm going to say Austin does end up with better numbers than LeBron.
Austin ends up with better numbers.
No,
agree.
I'm going LeBron. I don't want to look crazy.
Okay, we're back to disagree. Chris, do you agree or disagree that Austin Reeves will end up with better numbers than LeBron James?
I mean, are we going scoring or just kind of everything?
Just everything.
I'll take LeBron.
Okay.
I just think overall numbers. Austin Reeves might get more points.
Is there like a war stat
for
basketball?
Austin Reeves is at 34.2 right now. That's going to take a moment to catch up, 34.2.
Yeah, that is.
When was he drafted, Tony? Was he first or second
round? He was a non-drafted guy.
Not even drafted. Man.
The story goes he could have been drafted, but he told the Hawks not to draft him because he wanted to sign as a two-way player with the Lakers.
So, he just won it so bad. Okay. Fair enough.
And so I think it's about 4 years ago now.
I don't. Yeah. 2022 or 2021 started. I don't even remember him at Oklahoma or anything.
I don't either. I just remember
nothing
him
about
as,
this guy until he started, you know.
When the Lakers signed
games.
Him as a two way player, first time I saw, I was like, okay, this dude can play a little bit.
A little bit.
And he's gotten better like each year.
He's averaging 34-10 right now. Jerry West type numbers.
And by the way,
games.
And this is, you know, not poking at my team, but he was out there with a starting lineup.
Right.
Of,
he was the only option, really, the last couple
Rui,
of games.
They had a big man that we just got, but he didn't have it, and he still put up those numbers. And the other team knew he was the number one option. Still couldn't stop
him. Well, all you had to do is see his game winning shot the other night. There's three guys on him. And a guy running out at him, and he still made it.
I mean, a tear came down my eye as that ball went in. Such a nice teardrop.
The NBA equivalent to WAR is called VORP.
Okay.
Value over replacement player.
Oh, goodness. VORP?
VORP. So right
now. That's what I'm going to call it in baseball now, just to mess up all the WAR people out there.
There are three players that are tied at the top with a .6 VORP so far this season.
All right.
Wemby, SGA, Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know who's number four in
Reeves.
VORP? Austin Reeves.
Hey, oh my God. Mamba.
Yes, so he is up there in the top five. That's pretty good. I learned something new today. Learned about VORP.
Yeah. We all did. Right.
Number number three.
Two players are going to likely be receiving rings regardless of which team comes out on top in the 2025 World Series, and neither of them are actively playing. Throughout sports, you know, sometimes the rings, well, rings extend far beyond just the players. You can get coaches, front office staff, and you can get people who work for the organization. Just anyone can get a ring, really, once they receive it. But these guys definitely get a ring. Jose Urania and infielder Buddy Kennedy each spent time on both the Dodgers and Blue Jays Major League rosters this season. Urania played six games with the Blue Jays and two games with the Dodgers.
Really?
Buddy Kennedy played seven games with the Dodgers and two games with the Blue Jays. So Chris
is up first.
I got to
tell you, Buddy Kennedy is a lot easier to say out loud than Urania.
Urania.
Yeah, that's a little worse.
I like Jose Urania.
Yeah.
Chris, should these guys get rings? Tony's looking at me like this is the craziest question in the world.
Well, first of all, broadcasters...
They're not even on the team!
Yeah, but broadcasters usually get rings, and they don't play either, so... Yeah.
But they're all 162.
I'm for it! Give
You're
them a ring.
For these guys who
Why
play...
Why are you so interested in being a hater?
So if Urania... If the Dodgers win, Urania gets a ring for two games?
Did he contribute?
He doesn't get a playoff share, though.
He was there. He contributed.
Did he?
I think it's a nice thing to do.
Yes. Buddy Kennedy is the grandson of Don Money.
And Buddy Kennedy played against the Padres this year, and I thought he did okay, if I recall.
Yeah, he's
You know who I'm going to be happiest getting a ring if the Blue Jays win tonight? Not any
Ty
of the players.
Ty France.
No, second.
Okay.
I'm going to go Don Mattingly.
Yeah.
Never got anywhere near the playoffs when he played his Hall of Fame career, and he's a bench coach for the Jays.
Urania spread himself out across MLB this year to get a ring.
He played with everybody.
He wanted to give
games.
Himself his best chance as possible to win a win.
He played with the Angels, the Twins, the Dodgers, the Blue Jays, and the Mets in 2025.
All this year?
Five teams.
Hey. Well.
And when he was with the Dodgers in his two games, he pitched three innings. And he gave up one earned run.
I think on the surface, this sounds like a no, but I know how this works, and they're usually going to go yes. They're kind of in a giving mood there.
Scray, you should even be bringing this up, you old hater.
I remember, you old hater.
Let these guys get their ring and go on about their business.
I remember when Benji Molina won a World Series with the Giants and then played for the Rangers the next year. Or wait.
Benji played for the Giants.
Yeah, he played for the Giants, but then he went to the Rangers. And so the Rangers... Never mind.
Just stop.
I can't
just
remember
stop.
The specifics. So let's just keep moving.
You hater.
The Ravens, ended up getting fined $100,000 after all the rigmarole of misrepresenting Lamar Jackson's injury status last week. We said all week we thought the NFL would throw the book at the Ravens. They did not. I don't know. We don't have enough time. On the other side, does the punishment
quickly
fit the crime? No, we're going to save it. I will say this, though. During the Scraby Show, I've been wanting to promote this all day. I wrote a spooky Halloween story, and I'm going to bring it to everyone.
You're going to read it to everybody?
I'm going to read it to everybody. It's a four-page story.
Dude, you're not going to read a story on radio.
I've been practicing.
Four pages?
Four pages. Oh. It's a short story called Three Strikes and You're Out.
You're going to have no listeners at the Chronicles.
Do you know why I'm doing this? Because everybody's out trick-or-treating anyway, so I could do it in...
Okay, I see.
I was going to say, I'm going to take a break in my handing out. I'm going to tell all the youngsters to wait until you're done reading the story. Yeah, I want to hear it.
I'm very excited about this story.
He's been talking about this all day, ladies.
Trick or treat. Hold on. Scraby Chronicles are in the middle of a story.
It's actually only three pages. I thought it was four, but it's only three.
All Final right. hour. Fun stuff. Happy hour. It's already been crazy, so stick around.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.